commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In one of the ending parts of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei says, "The enemy has focused its schemes in hybrid warfare on two targets, the resilience of the people and trying to create errors in the assessments of the country's officials. The primary instrument the enemy is using for both objectives is sowing the seeds of doubt, despair, fear, mistrust, and discord." We previously explained that one of the common misconceptions in understanding the warfare today, contemporary warfare, is the misconception or assumption that the battlefield is only the place that you can hear the sound of explosions and shooting of the bullets. But the most important battles are the battles that go on in the minds of the people, in the calculations and assumptions and maybe miscalculations of the decision makers and politicians. So, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, is mentioning a successive chain of events that happen in the social layers, and this chain begins with doubt and culminates in division. And we explained the beginning part that was doubt. This doubt means people ask questions. This doubt gradually takes root in people's minds. They think, is it possible to resist? Is it possible to gain victory? Can the authorities be trusted? And if these questions, if these doubts do not receive appropriate attention and convincing answers, they move on to the level of despair. Ayatollah Khamenei draws attention to despair after doubt. Despair is more dangerous than doubt. Why? Because doubt is still searching for an answer, whereas despair has already reached a kind of conclusion. A society that has lost hope no longer strives to resist. Under such circumstances, social resilience declines and the capacity to endure hardship is gradually depleted. Many nations are defeated, not because they lack resources, but because they lose hope. And right after it, within this dangerous chain, comes the turn of fear. Ayatollah Khamenei says, doubt, despair, and fear. Fear sometimes occupies a significant position. Fear emerges from the depths of despair. When a society has lost hope for future, it becomes increasingly captive to mounting anxieties rather than engaging in a rational calculation. Fear actually deprives people of the courage to make decisions. Fear narrows the horizons of vision for the people. And in such an environment, individuals and even public officials may choose options that under normal circumstances, they would have never considered.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope.